Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Hey, Kate, where are you right now?
I'm out in Colorado. I'm filming horses.
Oh my God, is it snowy? Wait, what? You're filming horses?
I'm videotaping horses.
Oh.
And visiting my mom and dad.
Is this a research trip?
Kinda. There's a lot of horses out there. I got slimed by one today.
Slimed? Wait a second. Do horses have slime?
I was videotaping some horses while they were eating, and they eat this, like, they were eating a kind of funny paste stuff, horse chow.
Oh, yeah, okay. Weird. That sounds kind of sad.
I got some on me, and then I went out with a few horses, and they kept coming and smelling me.
Aww.
And licking me.
Kate, are you an avid horseback rider?
Not at all. I haven't ridden a horse. I've supposedly ridden a horse. You know, we didn't ride very far because I fell off of it, but I haven't done that since I was 8 years old.
I like that. I supposedly have ridden a horse. It's like, well, did I? Did I not?
I mean, I don't remember moving. I remember sitting on a horse while the horse was standing.
Right. So that's not really riding it. That's more just like visiting. You're having a small visit with the horse.
Somebody popped me up there at a family gathering.
Quick photo op.
Of a family that wasn't mine.
So do you come from a large family of horseback riders?
Not at all. This is my mom's best friend, Gail's ex-husband's family.
You know, you're making it sound like horses are in your life all the time.
I know, because I go and seek them out to videotape them for a project right now.
Have you found any wild horses? There's wild horses in the eastern Sierras in the southern part of the eastern Sierras.
Yes, there are indeed. I've been by those when I took the Amtrak out here one time.
They're kind of hard to find. I mean, they're not like out and about so publicly, it seems.
Well, there's also a refuge up in Shingletown, California.
Oh. Is that north?
If anybody wants
that?
To head out there.
I do.
It is in the northeast.
Can we do like a field trip podcast out in Shingletown?
I don't know about the podcast, but we
fun.
Can at least go there and I can video the horses there. I'll tell you what's coming up. At Pro Arts, they got some events. On March 31st, from 7 to 11:30, they have affirmative action. Four grounding concepts of transparency, radical diversity, and inclusion. Zachary Watkins, Raven Chacon, Sharmi Basu, Morgan Kraft, Ava Mendoza, and the Living Earth Show present Affirmative Action, an evening-length collaborative production. $7 to $15 sliding scale, or free with a Pro Arts membership. I'm unclear on what exactly that is.
Me too.
Is it a performance?
I'm not totally sure.
Okay, moving right along. Root Division, get your tickets for Taste 2018. Special discount code. Oh, can I give the discount code?
Give the discount code. That means more people will buy tickets. That's exactly what they need.
Okay. The motherfucking discount code. What is it? Oh, the discount code, guys, which is good until the 31st, is all caps MARCH10TASTE. That gives you 10% off through March 31st. Listener, you may be asking, what is Taste? Even though they have it every year, you should know by now that it's a one-of-a-kind experience where over 20 local chefs create artfully inspired bites and cocktails on-site in Root Division's Gallery and Artist Studios, featuring live music by Joshua McLean and Daniel Berkman. Get your tickets today!
Go, Root Division, go.
We are not paid for these things. I'm just telling you what we know.
There's an event happening over at Montalvo, a celebration of their 2018 SETI Artist in Residence program. And SETI stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Oh, hello.
And they're going to have a conversation with SETI Institute President CEO Bill Diamond, Visual Artist and SETI Institute Artist in Residence Program Director Charles Lindsay. We got a researcher at the Institute.
Well, what up? Are they going to talk about how the aliens are here? Because they're here, Maysoon.
I think so.
The Air Force found some kind of tic-tac ship that could go left, right, up and down, all wild and wacky in the sky. And they're like, there's just no human explanation for this.
Here's
I'm putting a link in the underworld if people aren't aware of what I'm talking about.
Oh, I should say that the artist, he's a sound artist. His name is Felipe Perez Santiago. Whenever we take a moment to reflect on the vastness of the universe and our place in it, some persistent and unanswered questions arise. Are we alone? Where and why does life flourish? Will we ever make contact with civilizations beyond our own? Scientists around the world are searching for answers to these important questions, but what role can artists play in helping us examine our place in the cosmos?
I'll say.
Did you like that dramatic reading?
Yeah, that was incredible.
The conversation takes place Friday, April 27th, 7 p.m. in their historic villa at Montalvo. That sounds kind of cool. I might actually go to that.
The Pentagon has confirmed the existence of a UFO program and has released incident videos. According to the New York Times, the Pentagon spent $22 million researching the possible existence of unidentified flying objects. The project was reportedly launched back in 2007 because of intense interest from former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Interesting to see what comes of that.
The Chinese Culture Center marks the 10th anniversary of its groundbreaking exhibition series with a look back at six artists whose work has been presented through this important initiative to support mid-career and under-recognized artists. They are having their opening reception Saturday, April 7th. That's next week from 2 to 4.
Can't wait. You know what I heard? Jack Fisher's got to show up. Wouldn't
he
you know
has
it?
To show up.
Also, Future Farmers are having some big show at YBCA.
YBCA.
When does that open? Thursday, April 19th.
It's called Out of Place.
Oh, is that the press preview?
Out of Place, In Place. It opens on Friday, April 20th. Opening night party, 7 p.m.
Oh, sure enough. They're from the 90s.
What? They're from the 90s?
1995. Uh-oh, Kala, they are having their thing right now.
Layla Weaver reminded me tonight of a really exciting program happening tonight at CCA as part of Art Practical's programming. It's called Black Prominence, the Vision and Revision of Art and Leadership. It includes California's leading black voices in arts leadership, including Jamila James of ICALA, Maria Jensen of SOMARTS, Linda Harrison of MOAD, and Essence Hardin, who's an independent curator.
Maysoon, are you going to go to that?
I would like to go to that. My mom is currently visiting in town, and so if I can convince her to come with me to CCA, check out for a talk, then I would like to actually go. That starts at 6 o'clock. It's today.
I'm really sad I'm not there for that.
I'm happy to plug it because it sounds like a really great program. The Mills College Art Museum is opening this 2018 senior thesis exhibition this weekend, everyone. The opening reception is, listen, it's this Saturday, March 31st from 6 to 8. If you can go, go. You will be surprised. Those undergrads at Mills are doing some fucking awesome stuff.
Oh, get in there. And just hop in the hot tub.
Hop in the hot tub.
It's only $5. To go, you could go swim some laps and hop in the hot tub.
Kate and I actually earlier this year had the opportunity to talk with the undergrad class and had a really great time. They were all really exciting and, you know, had some great questions for us and, you know,
made great eye contact.
We just feel like you should all get out there and support them for being great students.
I did a doubleheader over at USF for Leot Berdugo's classes.
Oh yeah.
I did my artist talk two times right in a row.
Oh, whoa. Two different classes or the same class? Were you kind of like, this is a performance piece where I'm going to do it twice in a row, same thing?
No, it was twice in a row for two different classes.
So it wasn't kind of like when you watch a movie twice and you see completely different things?
I mean, it was for some of the students maybe who had seen me before.
They're like, oh, this one again.
It was funny.
They're like sitting in the back row mouthing your artist presentation word
for
word.
I love talking to students, but I gotta trash my artist talk and start over. I'm sick of mine.
Oh.
Does anybody else feel that way? Let us know. 419-351-6606. Or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Well, so this is just a topic that I ran into a friend earlier today, and they're part of an artist collective. And it sounds like they're having a real rough time with some of the members.
Okay, don't mention who they are or anything about it. Actually, make up a fake name.
So my friend's name is Jacqueline.
Okay.
And, you know, I think there's about four or five members of this collective. And there's one member, this, you know, particularly kind of annoying dude named Thomas. who kind of feels like who's been acting like the other collective members.
No, these are all fake names and fake everything, so no yeah. one's incriminated.
Yeah, and Thomas is sort of, you know, lounging around acting like everyone's his employee.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get the full details on what he's doing, but it sounds like he's being kind of a dick. And Jacqueline's like, what do we do here? We got to get rid of this guy or figure out how we can work properly together.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds crazy. Maybe that's something we can talk about on the podcast and get a, you know, maybe Kate has some. Kate's done a lot of, you've done a lot of collaborations with different people. You and I collaborate.
But have I, though? I feel like compared to people that are like full on doing stuff with a group all the mm-hmm. time, I have barely collaborated because I usually.
Don't you have some advice? Come on, you can't just leave Jacqueline hanging here. That's kind of fucked up.
I just feel like a lot of the answers to these kinds of questions are so like intensely. Like invasive,
personal?
You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, to have like real, like non-hierarchical structures, you have to have like it, be able to have intense, intimate sharing with the other people in the group.
Yeah.
And for someone like me, that is like
no
a
can
nightmare.
Do.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Other people might be more comfortable about things like that, but I'm very conflict averse.
Yeah, you are. I think that's a good thing, but I think sometimes it can be challenging because sometimes you just got to work it out.
No, I think it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing to be conflict averse?
Well, I mean, I think it's good not to just stir up shit all the time on purpose, but I think it's good to be brave and be like, you know, for the welfare of our group, we have to be honest when people are not right.
Yes. And you can do that in a tactful and caring way, right? You don't have to be like, you're being a goddamn motherfucker. I hate you. You could be like, actually,
yes, absolutely.
I don't agree with the way you're leading this meeting. Or, you know, like you can just kind of pop it out.
Yeah, I think you have to. Well, first off, everybody should go do some kind of group workshop thing.
Mm-hmm. Like a group come together kind of thing, like an icebreaker, like
a trust building.
Like a retreat.
Where everyone does intimate sharing.
Mm-hmm. Talks about their insecurities. What they're excited about, what they're, you know, nervous about. Get it all on the table.
And especially in the situation that Jacqueline is in, where it sounds like there's one problem person and then the rest of the group all agrees that this person's causing problems. It's really hard to address that to the person who's causing the problems, kind of, without making them feel ganged up on.
Totally. So maybe it's an issue where like whoever is sort of the closest to that problem person has a one-on-one conversation with them.
I mean, I guess that could be a good way.
Well, because then I think like it doesn't, there's not as much of the, you know, there doesn't feel like you're being ganged up on, and it maybe feels like, oh, we're just having like a heart-to-heart, we're just like going out for a drink and chatting, and we're talking about, we, you know, or maybe there's like a tactful way to kind of get into talking about the collective and how things aren't or are not working from that one person's perspective. And then if the problem person is totally, you know, closed minded and not open to just discussing what the issues might be, then I think maybe it becomes like a group conversation. Like if they're just not willing to be at all flexible, it's like you got to be flexible in a collective. You can't be like, it's my way or the highway, people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Here's my other idea. Okay, Maysoon, I like your one-on-one, take them aside kind of thing. Okay, but here's another idea, an alternative idea. What if the group meets and instead of saying, hey, Thomas, you're being a real dildo lately and you gotta change, what if we put it into more general terms where it's like, hey, as a group, and they're gonna kind of talk about this all as a group together, you know, like in an email, be like, hey, everybody, what if we have a meeting together where we're going to reimagine values and expectations as a collective, you know, and instead of saying like, number one, Thomas has to stop being a dick, you kind of say like, okay, let's restate what it is that we're expecting from all the members of our collective. And within that, say the behaviors, you know, that you wish Thomas had.
Right.
Right. Like, we're all going to respect each other. We're going to use a talking stick.
Yeah. Talking sticks work, man. I think they work.
Yeah. We're going to make like a spreadsheet where we outline what are the expected responsibilities of each group member,
yeah.
You know, where no one has, you know, more power or whatever than anybody else.
Right.
So you don't have to say, Thomas is the king of the dildos. You kind of just kind of be like, okay, we got to press pause on our activity. Yeah. And this is hard, especially if you're in the middle of a million projects already. But if you can find the time and find the way to just kind of be like, okay, let's just state it outright. And this is probably like the most beating around the bush way. I think Maysoon's idea is actually way, probably going to be way more effective.
Well, no, I don't know. Cause I kind of think what you're saying is like getting together and like having a retreat where you're identifying your values and your mission and what you're hoping to do. And
right.
I mean, I think that works, but what if you just did that? What if you did that a month ago and it's like, yeah, like he's just like, fuck that. I want to do it this way. Then I think it requires like, hey, you know, we maybe one-on-one conversation where it's like, we just talked about what our values and our goals were and what our responsibilities, our individual, you know, expectations are and what's going on with you. Or like, hey, how, like, maybe if it's just a check-in, maybe it's like, hey, how are you? You seem like you're pretty stressed these days, or, you know, I don't know if you're feeling upset about how the collective is going, or maybe you turn it around and it's more like in a caring way and less in like a I'm bitching at you way, or it's really not working out with you.
I think that's always a good, you know, angle to come from.
I think that's a good way to go, because you don't want to just assume the person's being a dick because they want to be a dick or because they, you know, I think maybe coming at it with good intentions first or giving the person benefit of the doubt is always a good place to start. But presumably a collective, they've been working together for a little while now. They know where people are coming from, probably. Yeah. I don't know, it's pretty tricky, but I think there's a lot of different approaches. I like your group retreat. I think the one-on-one could be a good way to go, especially if one person is definitely closer to Thomas than the others, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe they've known each other longer or something.
I think, though, too, if you do the weird retreat idea or whatever the hell I'm talking about,
yeah,
put those consequences for if somebody does become, like, the tyrannical leader or whatever. Put some kind of protocol for if that happens.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously you can't foresee everything that could possibly go wrong.
Right.
But maybe in your bylaws or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, collectives probably don't have bylaws, especially young collectives. That's more of like a nonprofit thing, but it's certainly worthwhile. Like I forget that I'm part of a collective with 100 Days Action. We do not have bylaws. We do not have like rules about what each individual member is responsible for, like what the expectations are. And I think for some of us, it's, you know, people like Jeremiah, who ends up taking on a lot of responsibility, it'd probably be really helpful if there was something to refer to and be like, hey, you bitches aren't pulling your weight. Let's get with it, you know?
Yeah.
Even though we all love each other, but you can tell when someone's like, hey, I'm pulling too much weight here and I'm starting to get annoyed. And you have to like be like, oh, shit, I better jump in and like pull some, get some of these things done.
Collaboration is hard.
It's hard. It's about listening. You have to be listening and paying attention.
Relationships with other people are just hard to navigate.
Yeah. We should just scrap relationships altogether. What the hell's the point? No, just kidding.
No man is an island. Well, I just want to say good luck to Jacqueline and Thomas and all the made-up people that we've invented. Oh, Maysoon, happy Passover and Easter and all that.
Right, Easter. What do you guys, are you doing anything for the Easter holidays?
No, we're driving back on Easter Day.
You're not going to stop at any like crazy church procession or something?
Hell no. My mom's an atheist.
My mom is too. And she's like, can we go to a Catholic church in San Francisco for Easter? I'm like, oh man.
Just for the beauty of it?
Well, because she grew up that way. So I think it's sort of nostalgic.
Go to Grace Cathedral.
Yeah, but are they Catholic?
I honestly don't know.
Are you friends with Packer Jennings at all on any of the social medias?
Yes, but I deleted my Facebook. I saw he posted something, but I forget what it was. Oh, he got a cease and desist from Chiquita Banana. Yeah.
Yeah. Packard's been doing this thing for many years, what's called shop dropping, where you go into stores and you like replace the labels.
Yes, and then he disseminates like ideas and things that people can share, different ones of those on destructibles.org. Yeah.
Destructibles, exactly. So I think in this case, he made a sheet of, you know, like the yellow Chiquita banana stickers, but instead of it saying like Chiquita on it, it says chemical or cocaine or deforest or terror.
Right.
And in each sticker, the character of Chiquita banana is kind of altered, but it looks very similar to the original. So you would not notice if you were just grabbing your pile of bananas until you actually pulled the sticker off.
Yeah.
And so he got a cease and desist letter from Chiquita Banana, which has been super interesting.
We should have him on the show.
But that was kind of exciting to see. He seems to be, you know, taking it with like a really good attitude. Oh, he actually included a Google Doc link where we can see the correspondence he's been having. So maybe we could post that for fun for listeners.
Oh, we'll post that Google Doc link down in the underworld.
Anyhow, that was the last thing I wanted to say because I thought that was kind of interesting. It's always interesting when artists are in legal trouble one way or the other. Or, you know, like it's like this is one direction, or when corporations like just take artists' work and make them into products for sale. Like that has happened multiple times in our small community of very creative people.
Corporations, man.
I also wanted to give listeners an update about our architectural theorist. The person we were initially trying to reach out to is no longer available for some personal reasons. And so we are reaching out to another person. And so hang in there, listeners. We are going to have someone review and critique the pictures and photos you've been sending in, the new monstrous buildings being built throughout the Bay Area. Keep sending your images.
We're on top of it, listeners.
We're working on it.
Maysoon, we forgot about the trivia question.
Can you repeat the question?
The question was, what Bay Area originated but internationally famous artist has a brother who was Huey Newton's attorney back in the 70s, back in the day? That's not exactly how we put it last time. But anyway, the answer is
Richard Serra.
Isn't that wild? And the winner of last week's Congratulations Pine Trivia is Christian Porter. And of course, the prize, every trivia question is whatever you want. Whatever you want from us, we will
whatever
do
you
it.
Want that you're actually never going to get. So we love you too.
Well, Maysoon, I'm going to be back before you know it.
Are you going to take the bridge?
I might take it to the other bridge.
To an island in between.
That's right. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.